The problems with Monroe Middle School, which sits just north of MacDill Air Force Base, surfaced when Tony Button met with the base commander. That meeting was more like a courtesy call from Button, a colonel in the Air Force Reserve and member of the South Tampa Chamber of Commerce Military Affairs Committee.
Instead of telling him what we were going to do for the base, we asked him, what can we do for you? And the very first thing he asked for is help with Monroe Middle School. It was in trouble, and that is the school that supports our military men and women that live on MacDill.
Monroe, once an A-rated school, had dropped to a D, and there were discipline problems. Button says the chamber got involved, working with school district officials, local businesses, and organizations to alter the downward spiral at Monroe.
And I think it's not just a local issue, it's a national security issue. Our military men and women deserve the best, and here we are with a D-rated school serving them.
It gave birth to Operation MacDill, a combined force of educators, parents, business owners, and military members, all dedicated to improving the school. The first step, school district officials changed leadership at Monroe.
All right, attention all radios. Everybody's coming out of the gym. Let's station ourselves accordingly. Thank you.
Roger, Roger.
Here we go.
A seasoned teacher and veteran administrator, Kenneth Hart took over as principal in June 2012. You'll find him most mornings with his teachers monitoring the hallways of Monroe as students change classes.
In this classroom here, you can see these kids are already beginning. And if you look at any class as we go down, they're already started doing some work. That's one of the things necessary to improve upon the quality of instruction.
The middle school students were in their seats working before the final bell. Hart says the key to changing the culture is to set clear expectations and to live up to those expectations. In his first year, Hart's goal was to turn the school's D grade into a B. He instituted a uniform policy, and students and teachers were expected to be on time.
One of the more basic tenets of the whole idea was to reestablish lines of communication between the base and the school. We needed to rebuild our reputation, and it took a while.
One thing he did for Monroe's military children, about 20% of the students, was to create the student-to-student program. Eighth grader Kaylee Stevens is one of Monroe's mentors.
Student to student. It's when a new student comes to the school, they get one that's been here for all 3 years to show them around and explain what we do.
What are they most interested in other than are there other military kids here?
What grade level the school is and how our curricular is.
How do you tell them the news?
I tell them that we used to be a D school, but then when Mr. Hart came, we graded up to almost a B. We missed it by 6 points.
She's repeating exactly what we hoped. She's aware of where we were, where we are, and where we want to be. That's part of our whole approach, is to let everybody know, yeah, okay, we weren't happy to be a D. We're not happy to be a C. We're going to be really happy when we're an A.
It's the second year of Operation MacDill, and Hart is enlisting more than discipline, uniforms, and student mentoring to bring about change. He's got Monroe enrolled in the Council for Educational Change, Project PASS. The nonprofit statewide organization pairs principals with business leaders to improve community schools. It also pools funding from state grants, foundations like Carnegie, and other resources for technology upgrades. The Community Foundation of Tampa Bay contributed $50,000 toward Monroe to buy smart boards and train teachers. Marlene Spalton is president and CEO.
One of the big factors was that military children move in and out of schools. And what captured my imagination and interest was that the school was looking for ways in which to more quickly integrate these children into the school.
One thing Principal Hart is counting on to involve students in the classroom are the new smart boards, whiteboards with LCD projectors and laptops.
It's designed to be interactive, so a youngster can actually go from his seat to the smart board, tap on the board, complete an equation, change a sentence structure, identify a misspelled word. And our school, Monroe, when I came, had little or none of that technology. Our faculty, and many of our faculty, if you ask them, will know. What's our goal? 590. That's our goal. And that'll be an A. And that's what we're shooting for.
And so it's no surprise that the hallway that houses the business classes is named 590 FCAT Street. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.